little bit like getting a massage, you know. My wife likes to go to the salon, get her things taken care of, but being on a chair, sometimes get to relax. And so I apologize for interrupting you. This is your relaxed time, because I know you all work hard and everything. So just want to say thank you for allowing me to speak. I'm a native San Diegan. My parents actually were immigrants to this country. I'm the first, I'm the youngest in my family, but the first and only one to go to college. I'm from right here in Logan Heights, and I grew up very, very poor. My dad was a janitor. He retired as a janitor. My mom was a fast food worker. She worked at the fast food chains, the ones we know, the Arches and the hamburger one. But, you know, they worked really hard. And I'm really proud of my parents for showing me a work ethic, for showing me some values, for showing me that I can stand up for things that I believe in. And even though they had no idea what college was, no idea what politics is, they've always supported me. They always stood by my side. And I just want to say that's where I come from. And now I'm raising my own family in the same neighborhood that I grew up in Logan Heights. I have a daughter. She's 4 years old. My wife is pregnant. She's 8 months. I live with my 80-year-old father. My mom passed a few years ago, and we brought in my dad to live with us. He's 80 years old. We take care of family. It's important for me to take care of my elders, and so that's my family structure. My wife is actually an educator here in Oak Park. She works at a school with trying to get first-generation students to go to college, be the first in their family to go to college, just like she was and I was. And so we're really committed to the city. We love the city that we grew up in, gave us so many opportunities, but we also recognize that not everybody has those opportunities. And a lot of people have been left behind in the city. And depending on where you live, you might or might not have an opportunity to be successful. A lot of my friends that I grew up with are no longer with us, involved in gangs. My brothers were involved in gangs. Took a while for them to find the straight path. Thank God that they are on that path now. They're working. They have decent jobs. They've been able to buy a house, sustain their families. But not, that's the story of the success story there. But fortunately, that's not the same story for some of my friends who ended up, you know, going down a different path. And I want to make sure that our city gives everybody the opportunity to be successful. Make sure that our young people have opportunities, educational opportunities, job training opportunities, a skill set building, programs to help our young people really get on the right path. I want to make sure that we have opportunities for good housing, affordable housing. People can get on that pathway to buy a house. Those opportunities are slipping by more and more as this city continues to be more about those who have and less about those who don't have. And so I really believe that we can build a city, rebuild our city. You know, you all know our roads and the quality of the roads that have been neglected for far too long. You all know the lack of development and investment in our small business, and entrepreneurs are trying to make things happen, and the city just doesn't help out, doesn't reach out, give them a hand. You all know about how we've got problems with public safety, and how depending on where you live, you might not get a response from a fire station or an ambulance just as quickly if you live in Southeast and if you live somewhere else. Those are the inequities, the realities of San Diego that I want to change. And so we're going around to every neighborhood, talking to everybody, doing these conversations with people, and I'm just proud of the support from average San Diegans, people who are just struggling, people who have been successful, people from all walks of life that are being part of this campaign. People are helping me, not just because they want to see me get elected, because I want to be a politician. I want to be a public servant. That's what my parents taught me. Work hard, give back to your community, do for others that can't do for themselves. And so that's my pathway. That's why I want to be your next mayor, and I'd be honored to have your support. So thank you very much for having me. And we're going to take some questions. After all, that's why I'm here.
I want to ask one question. Voice of San Diego had written an article about racial profiling in our community. 10 years ago, Chief Lansdowne, there was a program where when people got stopped in certain communities, They actually took down whether you were black, Hispanic, female, whatever. After, since he's been the police chief, that program went away. It kind of gave a good stat of why people were getting stopped, whom was getting stopped.
Right.
Okay, the ACLU and the NAACP actually had a meeting with Lansdowne to where he said that he was going to actually implement this thing back again.
Right.
As mayor, would you have some type of oversight committee, or would you yourself make sure that that's something that's going to always work with the police chief? I mean, I look at the stuff over here, David, and you've probably seen it in Logan Heights. Even with the gang detail, the way that they utilize, work in our community with the harassment of the kids. I mean, real, real harassment. We know there's a gang problem, but there are certain ways culturally that you can handle these things. So what would you do as mayor to basically help the police chief in getting on a better relationship with the community and actually seeing that these things follow through that he said he was going to do?
Absolutely. And I just met with the chief about a week ago, and I asked him about the status of that. And this question is about people who are being stopped by the police and the data that's not being collected as far as ethnicities, race, and who they're stopping. We had a really severe case of the police stopping individuals who, for the wrong reasons, they asked them for their information. We obviously were in the wrong. That's why we had to pay off a lot of money. We got sued. And so I asked the chief what we're doing to correct that. And the data, just so you know, is now being collected, and I'm going to make sure that it continues to be collected so that there's accountability. And we want that data to become available as well as much as possible in order for it to be available so that people can understand what really is going on in the department. My commitment is to more diversity in our departments, acknowledging how diverse San Diego is, and being culturally competent to deal with the communities that come from all walks of life, all different backgrounds. That is something that I'm going to make sure we push forward when I become mayor.
Sounds good.
Okay, I got a question for
you. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to ask, if both campaigns have opened up an office here in Southeast San Diego, and I want to know the significance of opening up this office here in Southeast and finally reaching out to this community to go after their vote, because it's the first time that I've seen. And Mr. Kuhn said that last week, that this district has been overlooked as far as going after this vote in this area. From you, what is your significance of this office here in San Diego in Southeast, right here on Pura Avenue?
Well, and the reality is that I haven't overlooked this community. And I didn't just show up last week like my opponent did. My office has been here. And not only has my office been here when I've been campaigning, but I've been here. And I've been speaking up on behalf of Southeast San Diego. In fact, they are attacking me on being someone who speaks up for the community. But that's the right thing to do. I believe that we need to focus in the communities that have been underserved and underrepresented. And that's the honest truth. And all he stands for, really, is the same downtown interests that have run our city for too long, for decades. And so I've stood up before. When I decided to run for office, we opened up an office here. We didn't wait until, again, a couple weeks ago just because we thought it was important to get elected. I think it's important not to get elected, but to actually create a relationship that's long-lasting. That's why I'm proud to have the support of Myrtle Cole, our council member from this area, many business leaders, community leaders, and people from all over who really believe that we need a mayor that speaks for all of us. Not a mayor who speaks for the same interests that have run the city for decades. That's what he represents. And I'm not here just to ask you for your vote. I'm here to ask you for a relationship that goes far beyond this election, for when I get elected, so you can help me make better decisions. Help me understand what's happening in the community. Help me understand what our business needs are, what our community needs are. Help me get people into our power structure, our boards, our commissions, so we can get real diversity that reflects the diversity of our city. He was next. All right, I can take your question next.
Good question. Oh, yes, sir. What I wanted to know is, what's your vision for the 4th District? Like down on the court of Euclid and Imperial?
Right.
To make that a better, what's your view?
So the question is the vision for this district specifically.
Yes,
I want to make sure that we focus on redeveloping and reinvesting in this community, primarily to the use of the underutilized assets. We see abandoned properties. We see things that are not open today. We have lots that are just there, vacant. We've got to use those assets to reinvest. We've got to put in the infrastructure that's needed, rebuilding our roads, and then putting in the fire stations that are needed. Make sure that our libraries, our Skyline Branch Library, gets done, completed, so that our kids can have a safe place to go. All of those things that I've been missing from this community, I'm going to push forward on all those projects and then get some investment. Get some private dollars to come in here to revitalize the area, to get people jobs, to get people opportunities to open up business for entrepreneurs, to get the economy stronger, because you know that in this community, the unemployment rate is higher than in other parts. And so we got to get people back to work. We got to focus on our young people, give them opportunities, pathways to careers by partnering with our schools. All of those are ideas that I have that I want to push forward if I get elected mayor.
Questions?
Okay.
I'll go.
I just wanted to know if you have a plan to address the homeless situation.
The plan. The question is on homelessness. What are we going to do about that? You know, right now, there's different models that are being used. The one we use today is a model that we've tried and hasn't really worked. This idea of just putting up shelters and having people go and stay in the shelters, it doesn't really work. And so we're going to have to be more focused. We're going to have to make sure that we treat people by putting them in housing and then doing the wraparound services. A lot of individuals who are homeless have either a drug abuse situation, a mental situation, or they just are a paycheck away from maybe going back into a stable situation. So we want to put them in a housing situation where they're stable, bring in the source, the resources that are needed, the case management services, the healthcare services, get them to be centered and be able to move on with their lives, give them the job skills that they need, the educational training that they need. And this model requires a lot more money, which means we're going to have to focus. So instead of maybe putting 300 people in a shelter where they can sleep at night, maybe it means focusing on 100 people a year, but actually getting those people the right tools that they need to get out of homelessness. So it's a more direct services, more one-on-one, more comprehensive. And again, it's maybe not as many people, but it's a more effective tool because you actually get them out of the cycle of homelessness. Yes, sir.
A couple of things. As far as sustainability and renewable energy, and what comes up first is we're in a drought.
Yes.
We have Cholas Lake over there as our reservoir.
Right.
And what is being done to address that? It's leaking. You know, and we can't afford to have leaking water. In addition to that, I've kind of been responsible for about $3 million worth of solar on low-income homes in this area.
Yeah.
And when I speak to downtown about what are they doing, all their conversation is above Interstate 8. I've had a conversation with our interim mayor who's came up with a new climate action plan.
Right.
And renewable energy and sustainability cannot be held hostage by political
right.
terms. Mm-hmm. We've had five climate action plans since 2002. Ironically, we've had about five mayors since 2002.
Right.
So every time we get a new mayor, we get a new plan.
Right.
What I do know about renewable energy is that it saves money, it cleans the air, and it's doable.
Right.
My question is, would you be willing to fight along with me to bring it here first, south of 8? I've put quite a bit in your city council district. So my concern is, can we get some quid pro quo with the city of San Diego? Because it creates jobs, it creates opportunities, and it saves a lot of money.
So here's sustainability, you know, energy efficiency, new forms of powering our homes. I have been moving forward. I chair the committee on the environment, and I've been on top of this issue. So first of all, let me talk about water, because the governor just announced that there's a drought in the state of California. And so for us, that is really significant, because we are at the end of the pipeline. The water that comes here comes from somewhere else. It comes from Northern California. It comes from the Central Valley, from the Colorado River. And so one of the things that I've been pushing forward is, instead of taking all of our water that we pump out into the ocean, that once we use it, we throw it out into the ocean, It contaminates the ocean. We should recapture the water, and we should reuse the water. And we've got the technology, the science behind to prove that that works. It makes us more self-reliable. Second, on renewable and particularly on solar. So Grid Alternatives is one of those organizations that are providing, making sure that people who maybe not have the income to afford a solar, they actually go into the homes and they build it for them. So I've been big on that. I've been pushing that forward. I met yesterday with a group of individuals talking about solar. And one of the initiatives that I'm contemplating and that I hope I bring you into is the idea of requiring solar on all new construction. That the reason why solar is so important, yes, it's good on the environment, but it's even better on the economy. Because those jobs can't go anywhere else. You've got to hire a skilled workforce that is trained locally, that works locally, that goes and builds those solar panels, installs them on the roofs or in parking lots or wherever we're putting it. We are the solar capital of the world, but the country, but we still only have 1% solar. It's not good enough. And if we move forward with this bold idea to actually put solar on all new construction, imagine the jobs that can come from that. Imagine the good we do to our environment. And imagine the economic output that can come out of that. So I'm looking for ideas like that and for people like you to partner with me on that. And I do have the support of Mayor Todd Gloria, who does have an aggressive climate action plan. It's actually part of my ballot statement you all received in the mail. I talk about how we have to address climate change through an aggressive climate action plan. So we're on the same page on that, so that hopefully there is no change again when I become mayor.
I got a question for you.
We'll do one more, yeah?
Okay. At the Dignity Awards yesterday at the Town and Country,
yes,
there was two speakers that got up and was very significant. Was Ms. Jewell, who spoke about when we go vote, we got to hold our politicians and elected officials accountable.
Right.
And they also have to be accountable, which leads into the second part, which is our school superintendent said that there is a plan to stop the pipeline to the prisons, mm-hmm. and it's through the schools. Right. So will you as mayor work with our school superintendent to stop that pipeline to prisons? Because she said there is an answer, and it just hasn't been implemented.
Absolutely, and I'm the only candidate that has a plan on my website that's very specific about how we do that, how we partner with our schools so that our young people have opportunities and pathways that don't lead to prison. It's very, very outlined. I want to reach a minimum of 10,000 internships so that people, young people from everywhere in San Diego have access to career pathways so they can learn, so that they can see if it's the right thing for them, the right fit for them, and they have build a skill set. And so that's very much in my plan. I definitely want to partner and will be partnering with our superintendent. Second, on the issue of, remind me.
Accountability
for elected officials, yes. So I come from a district that people don't vote too much. So what I did when I ran for city council is I actually boosted the voter turnout. And what I've done as a council member is I continue to go out, myself and my staff, into the community, walking door to door, not for votes, but to tell people that we exist and that we're there to serve them. I want to build a culture at City Hall of public service, of people who respond to the needs of the community members, that people who work at the city respond to the needs of the community members. And so what we've done is we walk door to door. I have my interns, I have my staff walk and say, we're here to serve you. What do you need help with? And that's the type of culture I want to build at City Hall. And that's how we hold elected officials accountable. Elected officials want to be lazy. They don't want to be held accountable. They rather just get reelected. So they try not to increase participation. From my standpoint, I want to increase participation because that helps us do more. It helps us be a more active city, think of more ideas, do more things. And so that's why I want to engage more people. It will help me become more accountable for sure, but it'll help the community grow in many other ways.
Can I make a statement? Because I got to go. As you seek our support in the change of leadership for the city of San Diego, I would like to humbly ask your support in promoting the change of leadership in this community. Because as I look at the other opponent, there's old leadership standing behind him. And not only did the old leadership not work in the city of San Diego, it's not working in this community. So I'd like your commitment that, you know, you would have an open door policy to new visions, new ideas, and new things coming along, and not bow down to the pastors of this community who don't run nothing but their own mind. They don't run their congregation. And so that's one of the commitments I'd like to see. You know, would you be willing to look at new leadership in our community so that we can grow as the city of San Diego grows?
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll need it. And I'm not here asking just for your support on this campaign. I'm serious when I say I'm going to look to you beyond that. When I get elected mayor, and we are going to have to change the culture, because the good old boys of downtown go to the good old boys of every single community, and it's the same people all the time. And so I'm looking for new soldiers who want to go with me into this, because we're going to have some fights ahead of us. The establishment is not going to want to see some of these changes that are coming when I become mayor. So I'm going to need you to have my back when I get elected, because I'm going to have your back.
Real quick. I brought a friend of mine, Miles Martin, here, who is a product designer and developer, and they're patented. And he's developed two of the greatest products I've seen. And we have a lot of talented people. He's a part of the Black Product Project here in San Diego, and no one's ever heard of it.
Yeah.
But they're not getting the visibility.
Right.
How can we help these type of guys that have products that can be developed and create jobs here in San Diego? What can you do to these small businesses that need help getting their products seen, bought, and developed, not by this community, but by San Diego as a whole, and bringing jobs to San Diego?
Right, and you're part of the innovative economy, which is the future economy of San Diego, where you produce products that actually can be built and create jobs, not just software or apps like Silicon Valley has, which, you know, they're successful. We want to be successful in our own way. And just like you, I want you to know there are other individuals out there that have approached me and said, we want to be part of this. We've got the folks who work in the innovative economy that produce some of these types of support systems. I want to make sure that they open up the doors for everyone. Right now, the doors are only open for a few, but we've got talented people, skillful people like yourself that are looking to break in, and I hope to be one that opens the door for you.
And I'd like to tell you really quickly, the Black Product Project, what we're interested in doing is selling our product for the community. We're interested in giving 25 to 50% of our profits back to the community so other entrepreneurs can start their business. When you become mayor, I hope your door is open so we can come and talk.
We want to make you be real successful so you can give more money to the community.
That's right.
Yeah. I have to get going, Slamisha, right? Okay.
All right. I want to wrap this Shop Talk session up. We are looking at our next mayor. I want to say something special. You know, as a progressive young grassroots organization, president for 100 Strong, we work diligently in the community, we work hard, and we feel that that same type of leadership is going to be passed down through this man right here. We actually want this gentleman right here to do the work that he said he's going to do. Last time he shook my hand and told me that if we knock on the door for some serious, serious stuff involving this community, that he'll open it.
That's right.
So, and the thing about it is, we are the new vision. We are the new visionaries of this community, and we have younger people that's coming up, and we want to make things right. So I want to let everybody know, with the followers in which we have and everything that we do, we are endorsing this gentleman right here.
Thank you.
All right.
Yay, yay.
Thank you.
All right. I think it's our civil duty to get out there and vote.
Yes.
So everybody get out there and vote. If you're not registered, I will be having voter registration stuff going on down here.
Okay? Can I get a picture with this in the background? That's possible.
Yeah. I just want to tell you, the other side, as much as they're spending time here, they really don't.